mean, Machmir, here you're talking about real, here you're talking about real bona fide bread. That now you're adulterating that bread, and you can do that in one of two ways. Either you could take the pieces of the bread. Well, number one, you could take the pieces of the bread and cut it into little pieces. So then Shulchan Aruch says that once you're bread, you're always bread. Then you could take it and you could stick it together with the other pieces with al yidei marak or dvash, that the Shulchan Aruch says that if it depends if it has toyer lechem or it doesn't have toyer lechem. If it has toyer lechem, no matter what size it is, if it resembles bread, so then that would still be chayv in hamotzi, and otherwise it would be a berimim in minazonos. However, when it comes to actually cooking, so then that would be dependent on if it's a gazayis or not. And cooking, we pointed out, means cooking al pi halacha. Whatever we say in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Kashrus is going to be bishul. If it's going to be a klisheni, it's not going to be bishul. If it's going to be iroi, pouring, so that was already a suffix in the Mishnah Brura because it's nishtehin, nishteher in halacha, right? So you need real bona fide cooking. So this is what we brought up. We brought up the discussion about French toast. French toast is bread that you're not really cooking, but you're doing something that's called tigun. You're doing a frying where it's not a deep fry. If it's a deep fry, so then it's considered cooking. But what happens when you're doing tigun? So then the paiskim were not sure how to relate to such a situation. So the Mishnah Brura points out that if it's larger than a kazayis, it really doesn't matter because even if it did have dino kibishel, so then you would be washing even if you're mavashal mamish, even if you were deep frying it. So it shouldn't really make a difference. If you're going to have less than a kazayis, then it becomes a suffix. So that's what the Mishnah Brura said, that it's kedai to have French toast that's less than a kazayis in the middle of a meal. Again, it really is not so relevant the way we usually make our French toast, because usually we have slices of challah that are larger than a kezayit. However, it is much more shayach when it comes to matzah brei. Matzah brei is something that is also involved itself in this tigun suffik of the Mishnah Brura, and you're not really sure how to navigate that. So the Reb Shlomo Zalman writes in source number 29, he says, a gevaldige etza. He says, "Ptite matzah she'ein b'em kezayis ha'metugonim yachad b'ma'at shemen." So again, basically you have smaller than a kezayis, matzah brei pieces that are in a little bit of shemen, so that gets involved in the question of how you classify tigun. So says Reb Shlomo Zalman, ulam, emir tichem tchila b'mayim afil l'zman muat, birkasim borim min emezonos. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, gets involved in the ingredients in the kitchen, the directions in the kitchen, and he says, wait a second, why don't we add a stage to making the matzah brei, and why don't we cook it in hot water again? Would that mean drop it into a kli rishon, that was al gabe aish, and then it's going to be full-fledged nisbashel, and since this thing is ein bo kezayis, so therefore you would be able to make a bori minim mezonos. Otherwise, you would have to be limited in how you could eat it. That's what he writes in the footnote. The kol shemartich v'mayim kli rishon al aish, fil zman mu'ud, kedaka achas, even 1 minute or half a minute, the bracha will be a murmur zonos. Shekvar haya aled din mevushelis lefnei atigun. Because now I don't care about the tigun because I now cooked it. Avom tigna beriboy shemen ad shemiskasim ptitei amatzah dino kibishul gomer. Fine. So that's the eitzah of the.
Why is that any different than the fact that it's already soaked and then being cooked? Why does it have to be pre-cooked while soaked?
Cooking is the only thing that's going to take care of it. Soaking is not.
No, I'm saying, but I don't know how everyone else makes matzah brei, but it's mixed with water and eggs and then fried in a pan. Why?
Yeah, but we don't consider the eggs that's on the challah considered cooking. In order to be dino kibishel, has to be sitting in a separate liquid medium. That's
so the fact that it itself is soaked is not.
Yeah, exactly. Correct. Okay. We left off also in Sifkat Nun Tes to a totally different Shaila, very important Shaila, which is the following. Let's say you have bread and you do the following. Mishabura says in Nun Tes, when it was introducing the Mechaber in Sif Yud, That was in a case of where it was not cooked. It's all totally on Torah lechem. Atam the other bezeh may often arishon. The kevin shalon is special since it didn't go through the cooking process. Mishbura says Torah lechem shaloch hashiva shu nikar v'yadua yoser. So since it looks like bread, that's going to be something that's going to have a lasting impression. You never went through a process that uprooted the shame lechem. Fine. So now says the Mishabura, listen carefully. What happens if I crush bread? Until I take that bread, then now it becomes fine flour. And now I'm using this once bread to now create it to be a new entity. Now I mix it up with oil. So basically the Mishabura is saying, this is a classic knedel. You have matzah, and now you're making a matzah bowl. You're cooking it together. You're sticking it al yidei some sort of oil to put it together, and now you're going to cook it. So now what are you going to say? Oh, let's now make a distinction on Shabbos. Rabosai, it should be like this. It's a very important question. Let's say my matzah bowls, my knedelach, are larger than a kazayas. So that should be a hamotzi. Because according to the agzaras of the Shulchan Aruch, that's what it should be.
But they're cooked.
If you go through something that's considered the bishul process, even though the end result is that it's actually larger than a kezayis, so over here, since you crushed it to soles, the Mishabura is saying a chiddush over here that the knedelach, no matter what the size, is going to be always a borim min mizonos. It's never going to get back the status of lechem, even if you're going to be larger than a kazayis. There's certain entities that were crushed so much that now you're never going to be able to reform them back into be a bread like food, and you're never going to have to wash on it. No, the chenu minega oilam. But says the Mishabura, this is all if you go through the cooking process. But if you crush it into flying flour, even if you put it together with some sort of other shemen vim afan, but then you bake it, nachon shelo yochlam kiyim b'toich hasuda. You really shouldn't. Then you shouldn't eat it outside of a suda, because that's more of a suffix that maybe that can still be considered pas, and not like the Magen Avraham said by Bishul, not like the Mishabura said by Bishul, but says the Mishabura, LMK, Nilish, Berov, Shumon, Odvash, Daz Mevarach Aleim Borim Minim Mezonos, unless you add so much, you know, Shumon, Dvash, sugar, cake, you know, other additives that put this back into the category of Pasav Vekistnin, that now you can rely and call it a mizonos in such a situation, even though you're baking. And that lamaisa, that mishtabura right here, sifkat nun tes, for those that eat gebruchs, that's a lot of our cakes that are made from matzah, the matzah that was ground up, and you add a lot of sugar, a lot of oil, a lot of all of these other stuff that now that comes in to be a cake. And you would not have to wash, even though you're really just baking it, at the end of the day. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you wouldn't be adding all of these other additives, we would be choshish to eat that outside of a suda. So that's a very and the reason why he says, why is it bar minazonos? Sivzayin ba'aga, that's pasul v'kistin. V'imgiblum b'mayim levad v'aflon. Ah, and what if I took the fine flour that I crushed from the matzah and I just mixed it with more water and I baked it again? So then the Mishnah Berurah says, that's a davar pashut. You just made bread again. The Eish HaLehem didn't pass gomer. Okay. So that's in terms of just the different ways that we're talking about cake from matzah meals and you know, the leftovers from the French toast matzah brei discussion.
So how much, just like, let's say for a home baked, I don't think this is shy very much with things which you get in the store, but like for a whole, let's say making at home, you know, cakes or something, how much of this is rov shemen, rov dvash? Like, do we have to, what if you have
you're water? You're asking a passive kiss and how you decide what rov is?
I'm saying over here, like, when there's Mr.
It's the same Shiloh.
Is the same Shiloh everywhere, or is he just like a higher standard because like it's
No. I think that's what he's quoting. He's just quoting the same spiel as Pasul v'Kistin. So however you define there in Siv Zayin, whatever you define there, again, we had a little bit of a machlekes whether or not that was rove on the ingredients, rove on the taste. But if you would go like Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that it's rove on the ingredients, so you do the same thing here.
So it would be the same thing. So
yeah.
If it's cake the whole year, it's cake on Pesach.
Yeah, exactly. So now, similarly, there's the shaila in terms of challah kugel. When you're soaking old challah in water and oil and sugar, and then you're not cooking it, but you're going to bake it. Now, in theory, soaking should really be the mechaber and sifyid aleph. The mechaber, just to quote again, mechaber and sifyid aleph says a very important about soaking. That if you take small pieces of bread and you soak it in water, and the water, it soaks enough time that the water now changes color because of that, so that's an automatic azale tirusa denama. It loses its tsurus apas through the soaking process. So and then you automatically break a borim in minazonos. So in theory, one would say that when it comes to challah kugel, that should be the case as well, that even though I'm baking this challah, so right now, lemaisa, I'm soaking it. The problem is I don't usually, when making challah kugel, I don't soak it the extent that the mechaber says that you have to change the color of the water. So if you're not soaking it for that long, so then you're still going to have tsurusa denama, and you're going to have a question of what bracha to make, and is it still pass, and do I have to make a hamotzi? But what's important to point out is that if you're adding a lot of the additives in the challah kugel, depending on, I guess, the way your challah kugel really tastes, but if you're adding a large amount of additives, so then you could basically rely on the pasul v'kistin, and you know, as long as it's going to be rov, so then that would. But if you would not have rov, so then that would be the question by challah kugel, since it was soaked, and l'chayra it would be like this Mishnah Berurah is saying that you have. L'chayra wouldn't be this Mishnah Berurah. L'chayra you have pieces of challah that are less than a kezayis. You're never being mevashel, right? You're just being choser v'ofe. And if it's not rov me peiros, right? Then it's the end of the shabur. If you're choser v'ofan, so then you should only eat it betoch hasuda. And then, but if you add enough shemen udvash, that now it's going to be pasul v'kistin, so that would depend on how much added ingredients would be to the challah kugel. Because again, I'm not cooking it over here. I am baking it. So therefore, that would be, even if it's smaller pieces, so then that would, uh, that would, uh, that would, that would, uh, that would not change the bracha. Similarly, when it comes to croutons, so there are many different types of croutons. You can have croutons that you have a dough that you're deep frying, and then if you're deep frying the dough, so then that really should depend on if you're deep frying the dough, that really should depend on the other sif, that you're taking dough and you never had a shame pass with it to begin with, right? So then it really should be totally on sif yud gimel. So what happens when I take dough and I cook it and I deep fry it? Like the if I do something like, which is halachically considered bishul, on a dough like substance. So the ikar adin of Shulchan Aruch in that halacha was that it's borimin and mizonos. According to the Yerushamayim was to be chayshish for the yesh machmirim, but one could argue over there that that if there's enough ingredients, you know, depending on the way those croutons are made, whether or not it would be possible the kisnin, you know, because in that sif and sif yud gimel, even if we're choshesh that it's going to be pas, it doesn't mean it can't be pas habav kisnin. That depends on what the ingredients of this item is going to be, or the way it's going to be made. If it's going to be very, 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 very hard, so it could still be pas mazonos for a different reason. But the point is that in theory, you would be able to get the pas even from the croutons that are made from a dough. There are croutons that are coming from bread, not from a dough, and then that bread is deep fried. If that bread is deep fried, so then that would be our seif, right? And it would depend on the size of the croutons. Most of the time, those croutons are going to be less than a kazayas. If they actually went through a deep fried process, so then no problem. It's a borimin and mizonos. It's less than a kazayas. That's the sugya of chavitza, and that crouton you would not have to be choshesh for. The problem is that's not the only type of crouton. There are croutons that look very bread-like and are very bread-like. There are croutons that are slices of bread that are actually just seasoned, and then they're rebaked again. And if that's the case, the pashtus is that I think you should wash for that, unless one would make an argument and one would say that since the Piskei Tshuvos, I believe, has this svara, not everyone agrees to this, and this would be nogea to pita chips also, that since the das of the company, even though it came from an original slice of bread, right, pita comes from pieces of pita, and the das of the company was eventually to make it into this pasul of a kistin, so then you view it as a cracker to begin with. That would be a similar discussion to what we were talking about with frozen pizza. That if you take a frozen pizza and you're not putting the marinara sauce and making it together like you do in the pizza store, but rather you're taking straight up bread and then you're adding the cheese and all the other things after it's bread, so then the pashup shot is that that would be a hamoitzi, that would be dino kalechem, and a person would have to wash on those types of croutons and those pita chips, unless one tainas like this svara that aldas to make it mizonos is going to be make it mizonos, and I think those that are makel, that lechora is what they're relying on, but I think it's better to be machmir on that shiloh. Okay, so that's really
if you put those let's say bigger croutons in soup.
So if you put those bigger croutons in soup, it's a great question what Adi's asking. But since the Mishnah Berurah says that kli sheni is not bishul, yeah. So it's all you're going to have is soggy croutons, but you didn't gain anything halachically because it has to be dino kabishul. You have to take the croutons and ask
but
your
if it's
wife
sitting in there long
put
enough.
Them on the to put them on the to put them on the fire, on the pot, on the fire, so it's dino kibishel, and then Mamela, you would have the ability to say that it's chavitza.
On the fire, or just in the theory, Sean?
What?
Let's say I took the pot off.
Yeah. Whatever would be dinner kliri. Yeah, kliri shenshalo gabi aish also. As long as it's the pot that was on the fire.
But we also just said that if you soak it in there long enough that it would change the color.
Yeah, if you soak it in there long enough, then, you know, hatzlacha, you're not going to like your croutons either. You know, you're talking about amount of time that it takes the water to change colors. I don't know if that's going to be.
I mean, that might also depend on your croutons, right? Some croutons are like so oily that it changes
the color. You have to lose tzuras hapas. So if you're telling me your croutons are not going to lose tzuras hapas, so then you're not fulfilling what the Shulchan Aruch is saying.
Just one other question in terms of the croutons. So croutons that you do wash on, but let's say you don't get anywhere close to kazayas, so you just don't make. But you put it in a salad, you put it in a soup. Do you make? You just no bracha krona. You just
right. Wow. Yeah. Anytime you're not going to have a kazayas of pas. It's not only that. Gabe, really, it's a good point you're making. But let's say you do have a kazayas, but you have to realize that when it comes to washing and benching. You can't just say I accumulated a kazayas of pas. I need to eat a kazayas kadei achilas pras.
Right.
People are not makbid on this halacha that they, you know, sometimes on Shabbos that they're having a suda and they're eating their challah slowly. The pasha pshat is that you don't eat within the window of kazayas kadei achilas pras. I don't know. You want to pin me down on a time somewhere around 4 minutes, you know, according to the middle shita, you know. So if you didn't eat a kazayas within that window of time, so then you wouldn't be chayiv in birkas hamos. Okay, so this is really the all those shilas of pita chips and croutons and all the different various type of croutons and the complexities that it falls in the French toast and the matzah bread. Okay, so the last part of Passover Bekissen that I'd like to discuss is a very important halacha in Sif Ches. And this opens up the discussion and the conversation about desserts in general, because the Mechaber in Sif Ches, which we already saw, the Lachmanius, so he writes, you look towards the end of Sif Ches, he says, the achol, he's talking about Passover Bekissen, he says, I'm on Samaches in the Mechaber, on Amid Samaches. The Ochalu betoch Asuda shaloi machmas Asuda. If he eats it in the middle of the Suda, not because of the Suda, to Unim Brachel if Naim velo lachreim. So the Mechaber introduces something to us which is very important, that there's different types of eating within the Suda. There's eating the Suda machmas Asuda, and there's eating the Suda shaloi machmas Asuda. Eating the Suda Machmas HaSuda means this is a meal-type food. This is something that satiates me. This is something that's normally to be eaten with bread. And that's what's called an halacha bal lafis es hapas. It comes with the bread. And that's, you know, any of the normal satiating foods, eggs, meat, chicken, all of those things, vegetables, those are dvarim haboy Machmas HaSuda. But then there's times that you could eat basically a dessert or something that's clearly not coming to satiate you. So then it needs to get a bracha. What he says, Aval osam rikikim dakim, shenosim merkachas aleim im tveilim legabe amerkachas, ubirkas amerkachas potros. So there is some sort of situation where you would need to make a bracha and some situation where you not make a bracha. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah quickly on to unin bracha. The cave in the eno ochel ze l'shem suda loy nifter bebirkas hamotzi in membeis. The cave in the eno ochel ze l'shem suda loy nifter bebirkas hamotzi. So if I eat this in a way that it's clearly not part of the suda, so the hamotzi doesn't help. Ochel harbik shir kviyas suda amavur besevav afilo ochel mesika baalma nifter bebirkas hamotzi. But if you eat a lot of it, so that's clearly coming to satiate you, so then that would obviously be pater and exempt. That with the birkas hamotzi came the yachlam b'sochel tzuda tzarich levarach hamotzi mela b'sochel tzuda nifter b'birkas hamotzi. Okay, so mem gimel lifneihem b'chose b'inyani pasal b'inyani ma'isik derech shabon l'mazon l'tavshil tamen machzas sudeim boim. So he says that wouldn't apply to cholent and daisa and all those other types of mizonos. Okay, so now we have to see this very important and I would say famous bir halacha, very important. It's one of the most important bir halachas in the sugis of Passover Kisne. This Bir Halacha discusses what desserts you should make a Borim and a Mezonos on, what desserts you shouldn't make a Borim and a Mezonos on. So we're going to do this, and then maybe we're going to learn a little bit and expand in terms of other areas of desserts that really get us into this sugya. In the Bir Halacha, he says, I am Mishra Brusha, because I'm the Rishayim Magan Abraham, Duhu Adin L'chol Pasu V'Kisnin, Hamavur B'Sif Zayin. So any Pasu V'Kisnin, you should make the Bracha. V'hine. Be'emes Kidvar Mavur B'Kam Rishayinim. V'hine Kol Zeh L'Ikar Adin. This is all L'Ikar Adin. Avalo Didon. But he says, for us, the Misapkinu B'Pasu V'Kisnin Mayu, that we have a suffix, we don't know really what Pasu V'Kisnin is. And this is, again, the way the Mishra Brura, the Pashat Pshat of Mishra Brura understands the Mechaber Shita, is that the three examples of Pasuv V'Kisnin were actually a Machlokas. We pointed this out, that this would have ramifications, Lagabe, the soft pretzels, and other issues of how you understood based on the Shita of the Maimer Mordechai. So he writes over here, Afta Mahab Chaber Pasuk La'aka B'chulam, even though the Mechaber said, by each and every case of the three examples, you should be make a bari min mezonos on each one. Hainu mishum de safi de rabbanon lahakel ve'ein matzrichin lo levarach hamotzi ubirkas hamazon kishar pas. So we don't require him to make a birkas hamotzi and bench. Masha inkim binyanenu, when it comes to our situation, la tzricho bracha tocha suda mishum de nachziko lepas kisnin ein svarim. It says, Mishra Brura, what are you doing over here? The only way you're going to qualify and cause this person to make a Borei Min HaMezonos is if I'm saying for sure that this is not pas, and that it's for sure what? Pasaba Bekisn. It's more Mezonos oriented as opposed to being pas-like. Says the Mishra Brura, but wait a second. You have a serious suffix about that. You're not sure. So now you're going to make a bracha because of that? When you might be actually putter from the hamotzi that you made, no one is going to argue that if I'm sitting in a meal and suddenly I decide to have a piece of another slice of bread that I have to make another I have to make another hamotzi. So I asked the Mishra Brura. So now when you're looking at this cake, so why are you so sure that I should make a bari min mezonos? Maybe it's pas. Maybe I'd be putter with the hamotzi that I made. Says the Mishra Brura, the Adarabba, Safi Drabbana Lahakel, the Shema Minze Pas Gomerhu, the Nifter Rebirkas Hamotzi. Al Kain, so says the Mishra Brura, Ain Levarachal Pas Kistin Besoy Chasuda, Elim Kain Pas Kistin Lekule Alma. Says the Mishra Brura, the Pasha Pshat, is that the only time you should tell me, like the Psak and the Machaber, that I should now make a Bori Minim Zonos if it's Shalay Machmas Hasuda, which we'll get to in a second when that is. So that's in a situation where it's vadai possible because it means that pasha pshat meets all three criteria. The hainu shememula, it's filled up, the gam nilush bidvash, or it has additives like honey, kiagamda, vudak v'yavish, and it's cracker-like. And there are very few desserts that meet all of those criteria. Kain kasav dogam revava vagraz in the Balatanya. This is what all the G'dayle Achrayim argued, that you should not jump to do what the Mechaber said over here. Unless you're going to argue with the whole approach of Pasuk V'Kisnin, like we quoted from the Maimer Mordechai, which is going to get you other conclusions in the sugyas of Pasuk V'Kisnin as well, so then perhaps you could argue that you would make more nitan to make a Borei Min HaMezonos much quicker, even if it doesn't fit the three criteria. Uladina says the Bir Halacha, the ba'oichol davar anilosh bedvash umeibitzav ki agam the besoch asuda yon lekach vekichlach osha ochol ka'oven yaveshim lo yivarech. Don't. All these desserts, do not make a Borei Min HaMezonos. Afilo mochol nekinuach. Even if I'm eating it, what? Shaloi machmas asuda. I'm not hungry. I'm not eating it for satiation. I'm eating it just like kinuach. I'm just eating it to get a little certain taste in my mouth at the end, or to just feel a kinuach feeling at the end of my meal. Then the Mishnah Berurah takes an about face over here. He says something fascinating, but he says, but if you eat something that's memula, that example of pasul v'kisnin, u'kamosh tzir machaber be'ofen arishon, his first example, ha'mevarach alai b'tocha suda loy hifsit. Says the Mishnah Berurah, over here, I'm willing to say, and it's a fascinating question, he doesn't say that that's what you should do. He says, if you make a bracha, then you're not wrong. You didn't lose out. So it's like, interesting. Why? So what's the reason? Why are you differentiating? Because if you calculate all the shitas on what they gave an example of pasul v'kisnin, it wasn't an equal tally on the three examples that the Machaber brought earlier in Siv Zayin, and most of the Rishonim sided with the first example. So he says someone who makes lekinuach, he's loy machmas asuda, and he makes a barim minazonos on that for dessert. That he's loy hifsit. But even that, I don't know if that's what the Mishnah Berurah, I don't think necessarily that's what the Mishnah Berurah is suggesting. The Chayadam said the best thing to do is that you should have das when you make a hamotzi, that you should pater for all possible kistins, so you're not getting involved in this issue. But the pashup shat is that a person, unless he has a vadai for all three, He shouldn't make a borim minazonos on the desserts according to the Mishnah Berurah. So what is this machmas hasuda? Lo machmas hasuda. So this is all coming from the Taisus in Mem Aleph in Brachis in source number 31. Taisus says as follows. The Gemara says in the Gemara over there in Brachis Lamed Aleph Mem Aleph Amra Papa Hilchaza. The halach is like this: Dvar ma'boy machmas hasuda b'soich hasuda ain tu and bracha loy lefneim lo lechrim. If it's coming as a suda type food, so then you're fine. Don't make a bracha. Shalom machmas hasuda. But if it's not coming to satiate and to fill you up, b'toch hasuda tu and bracha lefneim ve'ain tu and bracha lechrim, but still helps you to get exempt from the birkas hamazon, even though you have to make an initial bracha. But as long as you didn't bench, the benching will cover it. La'achar asuda, what does that mean? To unam bracha bein lefnei bein la'achrim. So some way you now became you entered into a state of being post suda, even though I'm talking about a reality that I didn't yet bench. So the mechaber says on that, the gemara says on that, then you gotta make a bracha rishona and bench again for those for that separate meal that we view as a separate meal. So let's see the Taisus how he clarifies what the example of these three different categories are. Al kein peyushri dvar maboy machmas asuda b'soich hasuda klaimer haregilim lovo machmas asuda b'pas sheregilim lechlam ma'pas, things that are normal to be eaten with bread kigon baser v'dagim v'chol meganik dera, normal cooked items, main meal items, satiating foods that are normal to be eaten with pas. Let's skip to the next line. The mishum pas heim boina pas potrasan aval dvarim she'in darkan lova b'toch hasuda kigon, like what tmarim rimonim ushar kol peris she'in regilim lafos lanes hapas. It's not normal for you to eat these things with bread. Tunim bracha lifneim, you should make a bracha even if you're eating it in the middle of a meal, but it's not machmas asuda. The lav mishum liftan asu ena pas potrasan. So then the birkas amotzi does not pater them, and therefore you would have to make a bracha rishona, even though the Gemara is saying the bracha achrona, the birkas amazon, does help those fruits that are not ba machmas asuda. Then there's this new concept called la'achar asuda. What's that? So the Tosa says v'achi perusho imi view dvarim shizganu achar asuda perish. After they remove their hands from eating pas, shuv ena pas potrasan klal. It's like you ate them independently, and that would require both bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. So let's quickly turn to the siman that talks about these halacha of desserts in general, and that's in siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. So this is where it's recorded in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin in Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Dvar Maboyim B'Soch HaSuda, You have foods that are eaten normally in the meal. Imim dvar maboy machmas hasuda. Dahainu dvarm shederech likbo hasuda aleim lafos behem esapas. If you have normal foods that come in conjunction with the bread, kigon basar v'dagim u'beitzim, eggs, fish, meat, v'irakos, vegetables, ugvina, cheese, v'daisa, u'minim aluchim, afilu ochlim below pas, even though I'm not eating them as a sandwich on top of the bread, ein tunim brach lefneim de birkas amotzi patrosim. That is automatically included in the birkas amotzi, below lachrayim de birkas amazim patrosim. Because that's classic food that the amotzi obviously was including. Vimein dvar maboim shalom machmasuda. The hainu shein derech likvo asuda aleim lafas bemes apas. Kegon te'enim va'anovim v'chol minei peros. Any fruits that it's not normal to now eat it in conjunction with bread, and usually people do not have it included with bread. Fascinatingly enough, you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Hay. He writes also, cucumbers, kishuin, chazeres, tznon, ubutzel, all these vegetables. Bizman hazeh, the poskim say that it became commonplace to have salads and to eat these vegetables, that this psak of the Mishnah Berurah wouldn't apply. It depends on whether or not it's ba. As the Mishnah Berurah continues, goes, tznon, ubutzel, kdom, and basar, heinas, and tafel, basar, ba, basar, lechem. I'm sorry, that's if you eat them together. But in general, Mishnah Berurah didn't think by cucumbers or any of these vegetables that it was bal lafos pas. So says the Mechaber, next page, im ocholos and below pas, to unim bracha lefneihem. If you eat them without pas, so you have to make a bracha. To birk samotzi ena potroso. This is why you have many people that will, even in a first course, right? You know, unless you argue that the first course is there specifically to satiate, but many poskim say that no, any fruits eaten at any time during the meal, that's not dvarma boy machmas asuda, the lav meikar asudahim, the einam tunam brachal achrayim, but still, you don't need a separate birkas amazon, kevin jabob, besoch asuda, birkas amazon potrosa. Vim bitchilas achilosa, says the mechaber. And if at the beginning of the achila, ochala peros imapas, he put the fruits on the pras itself, ubasoif achol imohim pas, and he also ate afterwards with pas, meaning he bookended his meal with fruits on the bread at the beginning and fruits on the bread at the end. Afilu im betayim achol mehem below pas, einam tunim bracha aflefneim. So now the Mechaber is saying a chiddush. That's a way that even by fruits, even by dvarim haboim shaloi machmas asuda, I have an ability to pata the fruits from a bracha, since I made sure to eat it with pas at the beginning and I made sure to eat it with pas at the end. However, the Mishnah Berurah says qualifies this einam tunim bracha, but he says v'achroinim kosvu deroy in sifkat and yud v'achroinim kosvu deroy lizar lechachila. One who doesn't want to make a bracha, what's he going to do based on the Mechaber's psak right now? He's going to put fruits on it at the beginning and fruits on it at the end. So the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't like this idea. Rather, you should make sure to make a bracha and eat it bedafka without bread. Before you eat it with the pas. Eat them individually, independent of the bread. Then do what you want. Why? Because there are many rishonim to sabri that even if you ate the beginning and end with pas, that only works for the peiros that you ate with the pas. But any peiros that you're going to eat in the middle without the pas, you're going to be back to square one. So now you're entering yourself into a machlokas rishonim. What happens if I start my meal with pas and bread, fruits on the bread, and I end the meal with fruits on the bread, but in the middle, I'm just going to munch on fruits? Do I have to make a bracha in the middle of the meal? Or do I not have to make a bracha? So says the Mishnah Berurah, since there are rishonim that hold that middle fruits would not be pata, the only thing that would be exempt are the fruits that were eaten with the bread themselves. So he says he'd rather you stay out of the shayla, and he'd rather you make a bracha on the fruits in order to be choshesh for those rishonim. However, it's important to keep in mind what it says in Siv Gimel. This is all if you're eating a normal meal. And you're eating a normal meal, and now you have a dish with some fruits that you want to have with this meal. But he says, "Vim koyvei lift on sudas ala peros." Let's say you have a person who's koyvei suda on fruits. It's not so common b'zman hazeh, but he just wants fruits. Havalei aperos kedvarim aboy machmas asuda. Then certain times, the fruits themselves can now be considered not like they're usually considered, and they can transform to be dvar mama machmas asuda. Baf ilu im oichel me aperos betchila sudas ablay pas einem bavarach lolefneim lolachrerim v'yesh cholkim and their machlokes of that lochein tov sheyochel betchila me aperos pas. So what's the eitzah when a person's doing this? So stay out of the machlokes. Have the fruits with the pas. So here is where we're saying it's safe. What's the difference? Why is it that the Mishnah Berura said earlier that it's not enough to have it with pas at the beginning? And here he's saying, have it with pas at the beginning and you'd be okay even if you're going to continue to eat fruit without the pas. The difference is, in Sif Aleph, he's talking about a regular meal. Over here, he's talking about a meal that he's just being kaveh on fruits. That's where everyone is going to agree that the tchila being malafis is hapas, spreading it on the bread, would be a situation where it would pati. Okay. So just to bring things back, that's an understanding the nekudos of machmas hasuda lo machmas hasuda. So now, when we bring it back to pasav of a kisnim, so we have the bir halacha. The bir halacha says, really, meikar adin, it should be in situations where it's vaday all three. Otherwise, you really shouldn't make a bracha. According to that bir halacha, most of the time, a person wouldn't make a bracha on pasav of a kisnim oriented desserts. If you see in Halicha Shlomo, source number 32, he writes by Sufganiyot, she'ochlim b'me'a Chanukah, she'b'losam ava v'achach metagnin osam b'riboy shemen, ein mevarach alayam b'shas asuda, afim boim b'sof asuda likunuach. Even if you're having it as a dessert, and you're not even having it as part of the meal. So he says, gamei masbios akoponim k'tzas. First of all, it does satiate you. L'chein nir she'b'achilosam yesh b'em, so he thinks that you would be putter. Now, what's pshat over here? Why can't I say it's putter from the bir halacha itself? Right? Shouldn't it be possible of a kisnin? Right? Because what's happening over here? We have the sif. What sif is this? This is, you have dough, right? Dough that's fried, that's deep fried, right? That is what? Sif Yud Gimel, right? Sif Yud Gimel. So now the answer is, because according to the Mechaber, according to the Ikar Adin, so that's a Burimin Mazonos, right? That's not Pasov of a Kisnin. Only according to the...
It's not baked.
Only, what?
So it's fried, it's not baked.
Only according to the Yare Shamayim would it be in the Parsha of Pasuv Kistin. So that maybe would be a dessert that's outside of the Bir Halacha. So comes along the Rav Shlomo Zalman and says, you're right, but I have another reason why I'm pattering you, because Lamaisa, it's Bo Machmas Asuda, because it's coming to satiate you, which is the klal by most of the poskim when it comes to dessert, is that what's eaten Likinuach, and what's eaten really to satiate you, and is considered like a meal food. What's fascinating is Rabbi Avadia and Yalki Yosef in source number 33. He says like this: L'chachila ein roi lechel uga b'toich suda. He says really you shouldn't eat a food inside the mir meal. Me'achar v'yesh safik barova ugos and berchos and barim nizonos o amotzi lechem and aretz. Because of that, a lot of our desserts are a big suffix, right? The bir halacha that we just discussed, right? Virak machmas a suffix nagul of arach mizonos, right? Shelo b'shas asuda. V'lochena ochel uga b'toch asuda enem of arach les. He says, if you're going to eat dessert in the meal, so then you should be machmas. You shouldn't make a bracha. But says the Rav Avadia, fascinatingly enough, he says he thinks it's better to stay out of the question to begin with. And have dessert after the meal. I thought it was funny because there was a whole debate over here. My wife was telling me in the camp about benching first and they were saying dessert afterwards. So I thought it was very apropos, very nogeh to our sugya, even though they're not serving any cake here. But what they are serving is ices and ice cream. So what do you hold about that? So that l'chayra is l'chayra similar to fruits and things that are eaten l'kinuach, and one would l'chayra say that it's a shahakal. There is a fascinating Or Litzion that he is mechalek between the type of ice cream. Look at this in source number 36. I'm mevarchin al achilas glida betoch hasuda. So he says tshuva glida sheyesh bo chalav. If you have something that's mamish made of milk or made of eggs, mevarchin olev betoch asuda. Av a glida shenasu minozolim below chalavim, ain mevarchin olev betoch asuda. Why not? He says if it's just made of water or of it's just so then it's just like the din of Shulchan Aruch that says that the pas patters all mashkin. And just like if you would take a sip of a cup of a drink, so you would be potter. So too over here, he thinks that would be potter. As I thought it was a fascinating chiddush, but which really gets into an entirely different topic, which is not our topic, which is when a person's having ice cream, how much of a shear does he have in order to say a bracha chrona? Do you view it as a drink, or do you view it as a meichel? Is it a din of kezayis, or is it a din of a mali lugma versus a revius? You know what's the shear for a bracha chrona, a revius or a kezayis? So how do you view this as a mashke, or is this a kezayis? But he wants to be mechalek in terms of whether or not it's bamach vasasuda, depends what it's made out of. If it's like mashkim, that no one would say to make a bracha on a mashke. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman says all glidas you would make a bracha on. But let's say he also could have a mezonos that's not necessarily similar to our pasuk v'kistin shaila and is not necessarily, you know, come to satiate, but also could be likinuach. In source number 34, this is quoted from Rav Yashiv, chim bisli she'en lo tor lechem klal, all these that are not pasuk v'kistin, and yet they're still eaten as dessert, so then a person would need to make a bracha. I was thinking about it, Rabbi say it's nogeh to us. Sometimes by shal shudis, right? You have sometimes the veggie sticks they give out and the potato chips. So those are clearly kinuach foods, right? They're clearly not. They're not necessarily dvar maboim machmas asuda. Person who has that after he washes, it could be that a person might have to make a shahakal. Person might have to make a bar pri adama. Those would be logara from the fruits that are not dvarim haboim lalafes bo es hapas. This really gets into a discussion, the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet discusses not only foods that are eaten after the meal that might be shalom achmas asuda that would need to have a bracha rishona on it, but let's say a person sometimes has a drink at the end of the suda. He wants to have a tea, he wants to have a coffee, or he wants to have a schnapps. How do you don all these types of drinks that are not just normal drinks that a person has, that just to wash down the food like water or like soda that we would say would be putter from the pas? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Tes, he writes, the Mechaber is saying over here on the din that we just said, there was a discussion whether or not a person is drinking during the meal if the pas patters it. And the Rama says, Vamina kisvar rishayna, that we're makel. So says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Vatam kedaleel, if yishayin achila b'lo shtiyah, because you never find eating without drinking. And it's like things that are automatically included in the meal. Like we're talking about meal foods, satiating foods, things that come with along with pas. So now ask the Mishabru, Le'inyin Yayin Sarif, what about schnapps that a person drinks in the middle of the Suda? Yesh achroinim shekasu the tzarech bracha b'soich ha-Suda. This is not Dvar Mabayim Machmas ha-Suda. Shem she'ein soshen osam machmas tzimon ha-achila kishar mashkim. He's not quenching his thirst in a normal way of eating it. So maybe you should make a shahakol on the schnapps, right? After you have the fish, right? Like people have the minig on Shabbos to separate between the fish and the meat, that they take a little bit of schnapps. So should you make a shahakol niyabidraro on that schnapps? That's not a normal meal type drink. It says, Magan Avraham, you don't have to, because here it's coming to be ma'orer tayves ha-maychol, and anything that's eaten for being ma'orer tayves ha-maychol would be potter and would be automatically considered boy machmas suda. Who adin? Look at the brackets, very important. Peiros aboy lahamshach tayves ha-maychol, kegon lemanesh meluchim ozayis maliach, o, I don't know what this is, ugrakis. Sounds like a pickle.
Pickles.
Yeah. Any of these fruits, even though we said by fruits it's a davar pashit, that was the classic example of the mechaber of dvar maboim shelo machmas hasuda. He said, but the nature of the fruit is specifically for the to be ma'ur taivas amaychol, to help and assist, to be enable you to eat more. So then by definition, that's going to be b'machmas hasuda, and those fruits also would not be chayv to make a bracha, just like the Magen Avraham saying by schnapps. So he said, the Mechaber's other shita that we don't paskin like used to have a person make a shahakol in order to get out of the suffix before he washed, and then he would be pater himself from any questions. So he says, really, that should be the correct suggestion by schnapps as well. Because not everyone agrees to the Magen Avraham. So says Mr. Brura, the oilam was noig to be makel, to have their schnapps Shabbos morning, and that would be pater. Now, the truth is, Rabosai, Shabbos morning is the worst example. Because Shabbos morning, usually you're going to make Kiddush again, right? Like we learned a few zmanim ago, Rabosai, that even if you ate at the Kiddush, we're going to start the Suda with Kiddush, depending on how you learn the nature of Kiddush Makum Suda, right? So if that's the case, so the Borer Pri HaGafen will pater the Shar Mashkim anyways. You don't have to make a shahakol on the Shar Mashkim anyways. So we're talking about
That only helps for the one who made the Bari Pihagafen, but the rest of the people by the Suda would still have this
shayla. You're right. In a situation where the other people didn't drink from the grape juice and then didn't have a Malay Lugmav, so then you're right. Then they're going to be back into square one. But if they were makbid like the briskers, that Briskerov said you had to have from the, since it's just a Bari Pihagafen, you know, everyone should be makbid to drink from the kosher bracha by Shabbos day, as opposed to Friday night. It's more of an inyan. It's not just a school of the kosher bracha. So then, depending on how much they drink, so then that will alleviate that problem. So then you have the shaila. If a person has fish and meat in the middle of the week and he wants to have some schnapps in the middle, or just stam a person just like schnapps in the middle of his meal, fine. So he says, "Yesh lema melis of chozah b'toch asuda." Sho says, "Ayayin sarif achar asuda." So, but if you're drinking the schnapps at the end of the meal, does bevaday daito rak la'akal amazon l'chuli alma tzarich bracha? Then the schnapps after the bracha afterwards, he says he thinks, according to everyone, there's no la'or tayvus amaychol. The whole svara of the Magen Avraham went by the wayside. You can't be makel anymore. Mekom kol nirali. Do people do that ever? Do people have schnapps at the end of the meal?
There are some.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes.
We call him nearly dim. Achol Michael Shaman v'lokach me'at yain sarf lahachu v'agraf sham nunis shebefiv imrago binyanzei ubechal tafel la'oichol. But if you're just doing it because you have something that's very fatty, that's affecting you, that you need to wash down with this schnapps, so then it's going to be an ikar v'tafel, and it will be putter with the food that you ate. Well, okay. Afimu achar gemar suda, even if it's afterwards and you're not going to eat anything else, doesn't matter, it still has the exemption of ikar v'tafel and ein tzarech levar. Okay, this is what gets very interesting and very relevant to people who don't drink also. Kosav achayodim, dim shos achar gemar suda, so cafe, a person has a coffee afterwards, urak de la kilamazon l'odomi l'shar mashkin, v'alkein tzarech levarach barach rishonim. So the chayodim thought, why are you having a coffee afterwards? That's not like the mashkim that we're talking about in this, if that's potter from the past, that it's normal. Ein achila b'li shtia. Here is to help you digest the food. He thinks that that should get a bracha rishonim. But the Mishmur doesn't agree. Ve'ena mukhra. Menachan sheyivarach mitkila al ma'at sukar liftor es hakaveh. So he says, have some candy, have some sugar, have something else, which vaday will be chayev in a bracha, and get you out of the suffix when it comes to coffee. Chol zeh shayach rak linyan chol. Oh, he says, av shabbos v'yon te b'shachris. In shayach chol zeh, te hari v'vaday kfar kiddush al hakos, u'monav shach im kiddush al yayin al hapotar kol hamashkim, im kiddush al hasheich ha-kyoitz b'zeh al hivark shahak. So I don't understand. I just thought, over here. If the Mishnah Berurah didn't hold, like we pointed out, that you're supposed to make kiddush again before you eat a suda, what? Mishnah Berurah never heard of people that went to a kiddush and then had their suda? Why didn't he ever have this metzias? You're going to have a situation. You're going to start your suda on Shabbos afternoon, and you didn't make kiddush. Elamai, okay. Maybe that's what he's saying. Maybe that's the right thing to do. Fine. So that's
the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Kiddush said that you don't have to repeat.
What?
The Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Kiddush said that you don't have to repeat when you go home.
He said that b'feirush, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember Mishnah Berurah on that. Where is it? Where was that?
Rishon Gimel.
Okay. Yeah, so then that's the kasha. So then it's very shaykh. Okay, very good. Okay, let's just finish up over here. What about other types of situations where you run in with these fruits?
I mean, says in Kiddush. She said, if you're going to, then it wouldn't be an issue.
I know. So he said, right.
I'm sure he's still aware of such a thing. So he says in Kiddush. Obviously, if you're not going to be Kiddush, then it's just the same.
He says, b'Shabbos yom to b'Shachris ein shaykh kol zeh. I'm saying it's very shayach kol zeh. Right there. So there is a discussion. What about if the fruits are cooked? In source number 37, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Ba'ochol simis be'emtza asuda nirushib esmanin nishtana b'zem inhage achila uchashiv shabam meikar asuda ve'in tzarach bracha." So the Chachani thinks that the minig has changed. Sometimes what the Mishnah Berurah said, it will change based on the culture. So he thinks that this is a meal food, and that would change. You know, sometimes you have fruit soups. That's like a normal meal food that you wouldn't necessarily.
Fruit in rice. You could have fruit in rice. It's
yeah. But that would be anyways. The rove would be rice. So you'd be putter anyways. But if you have a whole fruit food, so then it's not necessarily going to get a bracha. The Taz in Simon Kofel and Zion talks about eating an apple. And this is what we know from the practice on Rosh Hashanah that a person needs to make a bar parades. We spoke about Adi years ago, whether or not it's the correct thing to make the bracha on the apple. It probably isn't because of other hilchos brachos, because there's other more chashuvim to make on the right, and not to make on the tamar right on the rimon either. Yeah, to make on the tamar, then, so you have to work out seder abrachos and what your minigas with that, and if you're relying on chaviv or some other cheshbin, but meikar adin, you should probably make the bar priates on the tamar. But the other time this really comes up is another yontif, which is in hilchos pesach. You know whether or not the rishonim, the taisus, quotes Rav Yosef Tovelim and the other Rishonim, whether or not it's appropriate to make a bracha on the, what's with the Bor Priyadama on the Marr? Do we consider the Marr Dvarim Haboim Machmas Hasuda? So here, if you would ask a person, you know, I never planned on eating Marr. I don't usually have Marr in my meals, but perhaps the fact that there's a Chiyuv to eat Marr tonight, so Mimela, that now, that halachic you know, obligation now creates this new scenario that now it's Dvar Maboim Machmas Asuda. That was the way some Rishonim viewed that the Mar, and therefore you didn't have to make a bracha. Other Rishonim didn't think so. The Rishonim say we look at it from a practical standpoint, and it's not really Dvar Maboim Machmas Asuda, and that's why you really have to have in mind from the Karpas. And if that's the case, I have to make sure not to make a bar nefashos that would now separate from the karpas and not allow that bracha to be chal on the mar, and that's why we have the practice to eat less than a kezayis. So it's all tully on this discussion and this machlokes rishonim and whether or not it's dvar maboim machmas asuda because it's an abnormal food. It's not a classic dvar maboim lafis bo es ha pas. The question is, so why don't we carry over according to those Rishonim from Pesach, like we say by Marer, why don't we say the same thing by the Simonim on Rosh Hashanah? So I think Rav Shlomo Zalman writes over here in source number 31, he says in the underlined, the Shani Hasim Shagam Mitzad Adins, Man Achilasu B'toch Hasuda Davka, Masha Inkin B'nid Adinon Shein Tzar Klal Lachom B'toch Hasuda Afilu Mavarach Aleim. What would be if a person wanted to have his Simonim after the meal on Rosh Hashanah night? There's no halacha. It has to be with all these complications and all of these mistakes that a person makes in Ilchos Brachos at the first night of the year that, you don't even have to do it in the Suda. You could do it after the Suda. So there's no halacha that it's, so how could you say that it's Varma by Machmas HaSuda? By Marer, there's a halacha. It has to be Matzah and Marer, and that has to be, by definition, you know, Dvar Maboy Machmas Asuda. In source number 40, one of the simonim is the kra, which is a vegetable, and the poskim discuss whether or not that is like what the Mechaber said, that vegetables usually are Dvar Maboy Machmas Asuda, and I don't have to be concerned about vegetables, or do you say that it's an abnormal vegetable, and therefore I would have to make a Bore priyadam on that. So now Lich Shlomo says Yivarech bore priyadam ala kra. Yifter bekach gamis shara minim shebrachas bore priyadama. And mishum de ainze borim shloshes minim alol chashibus maninu kedvar maboy machmas hazuda. So Rishon Zalman is pointing out that even though we made a split between fruits versus vegetables, it's not so simple, and there could be some abnormal vegetables that are not necessarily eaten normally, like those that we ate at the simonim, that they have to make not only a bore priya eitz on the fruits, but a bore priya dama on the vegetables. The Rebbe Yashiv thinks that it's better for you to eat like a watermelon or a banana. That would for sure be something that's not b'machas asuda, source number 41, that you would stay out of the suffik and pata the adam on that. So a new minag on Lel Rosh Hashanah to have bananas and watermelons. I think in later years people have added on simonim, you know, from jellyfishes to a lot of the new shtick. So Rabbi Yashiv had watermelons and bananas in order to get out of this suffix. Okay, the last seif I really wanted to discuss in Kufayin Zayin, going back to that dessert halacha, is let's say a person makes hamotzi and he gets he eats things, not fruits and not things that are loba machmas asuda. He's eating normalized meal food type foods, but they weren't in his house. They were brought over from someone else. If you look in Kufayin Zayin Seif Hey, im achash birach ala pas shochulo mi beis achirim she'enu samach aleim v'lo hayadaito ala darom. He didn't know about anyone coming to visit him, and he didn't think he was going to get any packages. And someone came and he brought over a kugel, or someone came and he brought over some food. And these are dvar maboy machmas asuda. So do you say that I need to have in mind for the pasta poter only things that are in my house? It's like a situation where the meal ended, and that wasn't something that's dvar maboyim machmas asuda. So now is that going to be the case? If that's going to be the case, so the post can discuss the following shiloh. Let's say a person comes over and he brings over food. So halach lemaisa, what would we say in such a situation? So if you skip to the Emek Brach in source number 43, he says like this: V'nira l'nias daiti da'afilu sefer apardes that which the Shulchan Aruch is quoting from the Sefer HaPardes, Lo Omer Ditzarach Levarach Al Mishloach Monos B'toch Hasuda, he's talking about packages and deliveries in the middle of the meal, Al Dafka B'chol De'im Regilin Kol Kach Lishloach Monos. It's talking about a situation where it's not expected and it doesn't happen a lot. Ava B'Shabbos is V'yamim Tovim. But on a Shabbos and a Yantav, Shirigin Lishloach Monos Ish L'Re'eyu, where not only Purim, where people always are coming over and they're festive and they want to share their food, then Gamkin Mistama Daito, that even the Mechaber, even the Sefer HaPardes, Gamkin Daito Al Kol Mashi Yavo Lefnimi Batam Achirim, Helch Ein Tzarech Lachsu Lavarach Al Amanos Shnishtalcha B'Shabbos Yom Tovim, Filo Das HaPardes, V'roi Lecho Yorish Shemayim L'Istalek Atzim Min HaSapek, V'Yargel Atzuk Shibarach Berch Samotzu Lios Daito Gamkin. Says the best Eitzah is don't get involved in the Safek. When you wash, have that in mind, that in case there's anyone who's going to come over and visit and bring over some food, that it should be included. Finally, the last halacha is we spoke about situations where the Tosas talked about situations where the Suda is over. That's a situation where you'd have to make a hamotzi and a Birkas HaMazon, because that's not in the Suda at all. It's not usually very common. The Mechaber says, and the Mishabura points out, that it's talking about a situation where they used to totally remove the tables, the meal was basically done, and that's not really relevant to our sudos, so that halacha doesn't really come up. That's why most of our discussion was pertaining to whether or not you have to make a bracha rishona, but never having to make a separate bracha achrona. The post can bring up a fascinating shaila, but let's say you have a situation where the table is removed, not because anyone moved the table, but because the table is in a buffet in another room. So you're sitting at a dinner or you're sitting at a function and they decide somewhere else to serve the dessert. So what would be the halacha? Would that be equivalent to a situation where that's like another suda? So if you look in source number 42, the Zos HaBracha writes, "Bechasunus shemezizin es ha-shulchanos kedei lefanos makom lerikudim," where sometimes they move the tables to make room for the dancing. L'chavar achasam achala, yesh poskim zmanenu asor m'shenech shal adavar silik ha-shulchan, tzarech levarach lefnei v'achrei ha-machalim. Wow, there were certain gedolim that thought that is an example of what the Shulchan Aruch was not passing like, what the Taisus was referring to, that's silik ha-shulchan. Why are they doing this? They're doing it to enhance the Suda. But of course, they want to have dessert, and that's part of the meal. Because they're eating likinuach. That was the sheet of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and we do not treat this as a case of removing the shulchanos. So that is the end of Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin, the end of desserts, the end of Passover Bekisnin, and Emirtz Hashem, the next Simen that we're going to start learning will be the next Limud, which is Shinoi Makom. And when that will be is an excellent question. We might have to depend if we don't get another shear before I leave. So then we might have to pick up Emirtz Hashem in El Emirtz Hashem. So Rabbi Say, everyone should have a beautiful night and stay tuned for the scheduling. Shkayach.
Yeah.